Hello and welcome to Come All Ye once again. I'm Bruce Cameron and you're tuned to Community Radio 2MCE in the central west of New South Wales. Starting off today's program, a track from Paul Kelly's most recent album. It's called Fever Longing Still, and I'm not even sure it's officially released yet as we go to air. Hopefully it is. All Those Smiling Faces.
I've been talking to the dead with this photo album here in my bed. Picnics, parties long ago. Some are strangers, many I know. All those smiling faces. Here's a wedding, there's the bride, and my handsome dad smiling by her side. Just out of the frame, I guess a band is playing, and I wonder what words to him she's saying. All those smiling faces. Second row, third from the right. Young Uncle Jim who got called up to fight. Beside him, Meg, his fiance. Pretty Meg waited for an ever come day. Coming out of the water, they're all dripping wet. All the jilted wonder, they know it, yeah. All those smiling faces. Down the years, the family face keeps a jumping around from place to place. A look, a shape, a nose, an eye. That everlasting thing that never gonna die. You don't have forever. Ooh, get out there and dance. Soon we'll all be together. We'll all be together. All those smiling faces.
A track from Paul Kelly's album, Fever Longing Still. Mostly love songs on the album. One or two of them are more leaning towards lust rather than love, but that's Paul Kelly. And All Those Smiling Faces, quite a moving song, as many of his works are. You're listening to Come All Ye, good to have you along. Two tracks now from a group called Liban, who take their name from, I think it was a mythical water spirit or banshee or something or other from the north of Ireland. Seamus O'Kane's and the Spanish Mazurka, we will hear. Then Clairacha Jones.
She and compliment kyol don oigir bratring harush le na heren is ein rihiron ni morlin shinda dochri mor na fele ni hoan shehihe gandhi ni vegol She gwyrra le feile, le uisle le reie, sgwrra beidr ffyrerin, nach lir loa sport. Níl bwydjil, níl bumper, níl glinja no tumbler, nach nol hyn gan chantur, chair chanty Squire Jones.
That's Jones's Revelry, very subdued revels they had up there. That's a group from Ulster called Lee Barn. Jones's Revelry, or Plaracha Jones. And before that, Seamus O'Kane's and the Spanish Mazurka. Interesting band, Lee Barn. And indeed, Lee Barn was a legendary mermaid. She was a woman turned into a mermaid who inhabited the area before the great lake of Loch Ney gushed up on dry land. Her family was drowned, but she survived in an underwater chamber in the lake for a year, after which she was transformed into a being who was half human and half salmon. Must be true, it's on Wikipedia. This is another person who plays harp. We heard some nice harp there on that last track. This is Cecile Corbell with a song from an album called Songbook One, Bemnoz. She plays, do you want to know what sort of harp she plays? Oh, all right, I'll tell you. A custom Maran Lopito 34-string Celtic harp. Breton singer and harp player, Cecile Corbell, with a song called Bemnoz, and I don't know what it was all about, I'm sorry, because it was in Breton. It's from Songbook One. Nice album. Most of the songs are actually in English, but a few of them are in Breton. They're well worth a listen. Cecile Corbell. This is Peter Rolland, recorded a long time ago. I procured this as a cassette, probably in 1995 in Arizona. And it's called, the album is called Rare and Beautiful Fiddle Tunes Gathered in Arizona. Not gathered by me, I just gathered the cassette, but Peter Rolland and a group called Fiddleology give us Lord Summer's Reel.
Like a fury.
That was recorded in Adelaide by Petter Attila Nyssen. Song called Fusiri Mens Hem, Norwegian, meaning bad spirits, or spirits and wilderness, I think might be the name of the album, Veta og Vilskap. Was that tune familiar to you? Passing resemblance, I suggest, those two melodies. That one, Miner's Blues, Coal Miner's Blues, by the Carter family, of course. And before that, Fusili Mens Hem, by Petter Attila Nyssen, a Norwegian fellow who recorded the album in Adelaide. I don't know why, but he did. Right, time to introduce you to the featured album. It's called Triad, and that probably comes from the fact that there are three people in the group, namely Donal Lunny, Pádraig Rinn and Sylvain Barou. So you've got a mix of Irish, Breton and Eastern traditional music on this album. Donal Lunny playing bouzouki, guitar and percussion, Pádraig Rinn playing concertinas and Sylvain Barou playing eland pipes, flutes and whistles. And they have some friends on the album on a few tracks as well. John McSherry plays eland pipes, Jacques Pellen, 12-string guitar, and Tola Custy comes in to play fiddle. First track we'll hear from the featured album is, as most of the tracks are, a medley. Three tunes. It's a Thought When You Think About It, is the first one. Then The Slide from Grace, then The Star Above the Garter. Featured album, Triad. Thank you. There's the first track from the featured album today, a medley made up of It's a Thought When You Think About It, The Slide from Grace and The Star Above the Garter. Three fine tunes played there by a group called Triad. Well, the album's called Triad. The musicians, Donald Lunny, Patrick Rin and Sylvain Barou. Now, On the Periphery is the next album. It comes to us from Jerry Hallam. Jerry Hallam was in Bathurst not so long ago, and here's a song which he played when he was in Bathurst, and it's from, as I said, the album called On the Periphery, Early.
Still heavy, so bright and early. Home on the range is a one-horse town, yet it's all right with me. The clouds roll prairies, the prairies brought life. Little towns blossom, and soon there were many scattered like fireflies across the dark nights. One was called Early, and they sure named it right. Ooh, ain't the morning light pretty, while the dew was still happy. So bright and early, home on the range, it's a one-horse town, yet it's all right for me. And colors and cut back the yield, but the rain has returned to wash away our fears. It's the coolest green summer that we've seen in years. Ooh, ain't the morning light pretty, while the dew is still heavy. So bright and early, my home on the range, it's a one-horse town, it's all right with me, it's a one-horse town, it's all right with me.
A song called Early, written by Greg Brown, American singer-songwriter, performed there by Jerry Hallam with some friends, notably Pete Cooper playing fiddle and Andy Irvin playing harmonica, Steve Thompson playing melodeon. Nice album, On the Periphery it's called. Two tracks from an album called Revel now. This is a group called Taran, and they come from Bristol. There's three of them. We'll hear, let me see, Salt and Sweet, then Rigs of the Time. And Taran, I could tell you, means small hill in Welsh. And the second track, the song Rigs of the Time, in this case, Rigs, tricks, as in tricks to defraud people or to swindle people out of their money. So Rigs of the Time. There's a contemporary feel to it, as you'll find. First of all, Salt and Sweet from Taran.
good people I must bring you in to hear a few words about swindles and stings. In this generation, as much as the last, there's those who hold power with cunning and craft. Honesty's all out of fashion. These are the rigs of here's to the lawmaker that's duping our votes, who lost to rise higher with hands on our throats, or gifting our contracts to their mates on the low. It's a funny old farmer who reaps but not sows. Honesty's all out of fashion. These are the rigs of the time. Paid for excluding the rest from the land. Well, small farmers strive for a wage from their crops. Your pillars must fall if you're skimming the top. Honesty's all out of fashion. These are the rigs of the time. Time. Oh, these are the rigs of the time. What we need is like blood from a stone. The applause doesn't pay, it's no wonder we groan. In meeting our duty of care with a bend, and all you can spare is one measly descent. No wonder house prices have gone through the roof, and we're paying them off till we're long in the tooth. If you own one or two, you draw rent to buy more. If you've no deposit, you'll skim heaven for. Honesty's all out of fashion. These are the rigs of the time. Time you wore. These are the rigs of the time. Now the very best plan that I could ever find is to capture their bluster, send them a pine. When they are up there, the cloud it will burst, the biggest old rascal come tumbling down first. Honesty's all out of fashion. These are the rigs of the time. Time. These are the rigs of the time.
Rather old song, but given some new treatment there by the group Taran from Bristol. Before that, from the same album, Salt and Sweet. You're listening to Come All Ye, and we cross the Atlantic now to Canada to hear Kate and Anna McGarrigal from a wonderful album called Dancer with Bruised Knees. Very old album, but some great music on it. This is Perrine et tes servantes.
Chez Monsieur le Curé du Grand Ardennes, chez Monsieur le Curé du Grand. Le soir à Prézini, j'y grande à l'audit.
Pirino, ma Pirine, voudrais-tu m'embrasser?
Au grande goutte bête,
au grande goutte bête, ça se prend sans se demander, j'y grande à l'audit. Ça se prend sans se demander, j'y grande à l'audit.
Où vas-tu bien caché, dit grand Arondine?
Cache-toi donc dans la huche,
cache-toi donc dans la huche. Il saura point trouver, dit grand Arondine. Il saura point trouver, dit grand Arondine.
Six semaines,
elle avait oublié du grand Arondine. Elle avait oublié du grand Arondine.
Au bout de six semaines, au bout de six semaines, l'air à l'avait mangé.
Ils ont rongé son crâne,
ils ont rongé son crâne. Et puis tous les doigts pieds du grand Arondine. Et puis tous les doigts pieds du grand Arondine.
Histoire de jeune homme marié qui allait trouver les filles,
qui allait trouver les filles le soir après dîner du grand Arondine, le soir après dîner du grand Arondine.
Thank you.
another medley from the featured album. The tunes were Ironic Delaney, Luna in the Sky, and Thank You, Sean. From Triad, Donald Lunny, Padraig Rinn and Sylvain Baru. 2013 album, it's not a new one, but that's one that I haven't laid my hands on before. And I thought, I'll give it a run, just like that. Next track comes from, I suppose you could say a local. This fellow comes from Wallerawang, which is down near Lithgow. And Lithgow's not very far from Bathurst, where I am. I speak of Martin Doherty. The album I'll take the track from is called La Perouse, which of course is a suburb in the south of Sydney, and there is a song called La Perouse on the album. Recorded 2023 with Lee Burkett, his frequent collaborator. Martin Doherty has written most of the songs on the album and just about all the music, I think. And Martin's wife, Lynn, has written lyrics to the other songs. In fact, Lynn wrote the lyrics to this one.
Now there is Phil, with his usual grin. He places his fiddle beneath his chin, raising the bow for orchestral flair. Launches right into a rowdy air, for all the passion of devil's fire and the soul of a gospel choir. So we'll dance and we'll sing to the fiddle's old tin fiddle. He wakes them up with Finnegan's wake. The woolshed floor begins to shake. Mrs. Finnegan calls for lunch. The vicar polishes off the punch. Then he grabs the shearer's broom and sashays around and around the room to an old Irish rebel tune. So we'll dance and we'll sing to the fiddle's old tin fiddle. The rouseabouts in the fanny shorts swing the ladies in their velvet skirts. Fresh from Portland's finishing school, they are breaking all the rules. All the ladies, they start to giggle when they see Phil's old tin fiddle. There's whiskey jugs and homemade banjos, timber saws played with a bow, a bush bass on a piece of string, but not compared to a fiddle that's made of tin. There's power on skittle boards and penny whistles, not to mention Phil and his old tin fiddle. So we'll dance and we'll sing to the Phil's old tin fiddle. So we'll dance and we'll sing to Phil's old tin fiddle.
You!
Well, from Martin Doherty and Lee Burkett, the album La Perouse. And you'll be able to see and hear Martin and Lee, along with Simon Watts, fiddle player, on the 29th of November at the Lithgow Workies Club. It's the evening of Friday the 29th. Doors open 7:30, showtime 8 o'clock. Martin Doherty, Lee Burkett and Simon Watts.
Far away the noise of strife upon my ear is falling, and I know the sins of earth beset on every hand. Doubt and fear and things of earth from Beulah land. I'm living on a mountain underneath a cloudless sky. I'm drinking at the
the stormy breezes blow, their cry cannot alarm me. I am safely sheltered here, protected by God's hand. Here the sun is always shining, here there's naught can harm me. I am safe forever in Beulah land. Altogether I'm living on a mountain underneath a cloudless sky. I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountain. Beneath a cloudless sky, I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply, for I am dwelling in Beulah land. Thank you.
and it just hangs there, doesn't it? That piece of music is called Polka Chinoise. And before that came Roman Reel. Now, from Keith Kendrick's album, Songs from the Derbyshire Coast. Yes, look carefully at a map. Derbyshire doesn't have a coast. Bit of a joke there. Before that, from the same album, Beulah Land, Keith Kendrick and his partner Sylvia Herold. Here's another Canadian track. These people are called, they're brothers, Eric and Simon Baudry. And the album, Le Sort des Amoureux, and this is The Unfortunate Lover, or L'Amant Malheureuse.
Malheureux dans le monde de trop aimer, je ne suis pas heureux. Je me croyais le plus heureux du monde, mais à présent, je ne suis pas heureux. Moi qui n'avais qu'une charmante blonde, qui croyait qu'elle ferait mon bonheur et mon malheur. C'est quand on en aime une et qu'on la perd, on perd le vrai bonheur. Je t'ai aimé à la fleur de ton âge, car c'est de toi que j'ai le don d'aimer. Je t'ai aimé à la tendre bas âge, car c'est de toi que j'ai le don d'amour. Je ne vis plus, mes peines sont trop profondes. C'est quand je pense à la celle que j'aimais, à la personne qui était ma charmante blonde, moi qui croyais qu'elle ferait mon bonheur. Beau rossignol qui chante ton ramage, chante pour moi celui qui tient le jour. Chante pour moi qui vis en esclavage. Je prie, je pleure et souvent je m'ennuie. Ce qu'il y a de plus sensible au monde, d'abandonner ses plus grandes amitiés. J'ai voyagé sur la terre et sur l'onde, cela n'est rien, moi qui autant aimé. Je vais partir pour aller en Espagne. Je vais dire adieu à mes bons parents. Je trouverai l'or et l'argent belle, cela n'est rien, moi qui autant aimé. Je ne viendrai plus jamais dans ces campagnes, crainte de te voir avec ton cher amant. Je ne viendrai plus jamais dans ces campagnes, crainte de te voir avec ton cher mari. seul. Lorsque mes sanglots souffrent sans cesse, m'en je garderai mon cœur en esclavage. Je vivrai toujours en regrettant.
A song called L'Amant Malheureuse, or The Unfortunate Lovers. A title consistent, I suppose, with the name of the album, Le Sort des Amoureux, or the Fate of Lovers, I suppose that'd be. Eric and Simon Baudry from Quebec. You're listening to Come All Ye. I'm going to play another one from the featured album now. This is called Here Comes Herself.
Thank you.
Curious tune, isn't it? Here Comes Herself, played there in three distinct parts. A bit in the middle, they got a bit clever, but the beginning and the ending I found quite enchanting. Triad is the album. Donald Lunny, Padraig Rinn and Sylvain Barou are the players, with a bit of help on occasion from John McSherry playing pipes, Jacques Pellin, what's he playing? Guitar, 12-string guitar, and Tola Custy, fine fiddle player. He turns up occasionally as well, adding to the sound on the featured album today on Come All Ye. Here's Laurie Lewis and the Right Hands.
If you don't want trouble, let that liar alone. Well, let me tell you people how a liar will do. He's always coming with something new. Steal your heart with false pretense. Make out like he's your bosom friend. If you don't want to get in trouble, let that liar alone. When a liar takes a notion to bend the truth, he'll lay around his neighbors to get the news. Nearly every day when you look out,
you can see that liar coming to your house.
He'll tell you such a lie to surprise your mind, mix a little truth for to make it shine. When he finds out you believe what he say, then
that liar's gonna have his way.
But if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. When everything's in perfect peace, then comes that liar with his deceit. When he gets the business fixed just right, then that liar's gonna cause a fight. Well, if you don't want get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. Well, he makes out like he loves you so well.
Everything he hears, he must come and tell.
Let me tell you, sister, if you want the news,
what a certain somebody said about you.
He starts up lie, he'll tell it so smooth.
Then you think absolutely that it must be true.
He'll urge you out for to trace the tale.
And if you don't mind, you'll be put in jail.
A hypocrite and a liar both kick up a fuss. Both very bad, but a liar's the worst.
If you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone.
If you don't want trouble, let that liar alone. Oh, good advice. Let that liar alone, from Laurie Lewis and the Right Hands. Haven't played much from Laurie Lewis for ages. That's from the Hazel and Alice sessions. That gives you a bit of a clue as to where they sourced that material for that album. Hazel Dickens and Alice Gerard. Let that liar alone. Two tracks now from Dive, from their album Sula, which means Gannet. First of all, a set of three original tunes written by members of Dive. Then a song, which is in Scots Gaelic, which translates as almost Hymn of Evan Farquhar. And we'll hear the voice of Ellen MacDonald singing with Dave. But first, some tunes.
Thank you. kötolik çeşine vonaranye enchile kötolik çeşine von hile on vla kötolik çeşine vonaranye enchile get nach lesich chen finye Ons ne plaat Shemeg mach toyoch Serai ingere chonosht Han karshen favroni Ages lyon cheren ska Nach erich rimbias Gendush garet Bi farach ar begioin Ys yn drof y mes chai Bywor y fat y lan Riteich ein sy'n dwych Yn gar y eith dy gnwys Y chi yn dlwt o'n y fosht Chanau gam hiwn Von galeg y chysost Mo fi anodd gynnw Chyn y hwf ys fel y craf Yn craf chwr y nos dw Leis yn glaf gyd y siores Y heich y siolte Mys dy
Johann Farquhar, sung by Ellen MacDonald, up front of the Scottish group Dave. Before that, set of three original tunes from that band and the same album called Sula, S-U-L-A. Next on Come All Ye, Dave DeHugard. And here's a Henry Lawson poem put to music.
It was somewhere in September, as the sun was going down, I arrived in search of coffee in that darling river town. Come and have a drink, we'll call it, and a fitting name, I think. It was raining for a wonder at Come and Have a Drink. Underneath the pub veranda, I was resting on the bunk. A stranger rose before me, he said that he was drunk. And apologised for speaking, there was no offence he swore, but he somehow seemed to fancy he'd seen my face before. There was no offence, I told him, he needn't mention it, I could have met him somewhere, I'd travelled round a bit. And you meet a lot of people in the bush and in the streets, and a fella can't remember all the people that he meets. Very old and very dirty were the garments that he wore, a shirt and pair of trousers and a boot and nothing more. He was wringing wet and really in a sad and sinful plight. His hat was in his left hand and a bottle in his right. He agreed you can't remember all the people that you meet. He said his name was Sweeney, people lived in Sussex Street. He was camping in the stable and he swore that he was right, only for the flaming horses tramping over him all night. He'd apparently been fighting cause his face was black and blue, and it looked as though the horses had been treading on him too. But an honest, genial twinkle in the eye that wasn't hurt seemed to hint of something better, spite of drink and rags and dirt. Born in Parramatta, he said with humour grim, he'd like to see the city before the liquor finished him. But he couldn't raise the money, and he was blowed if he could think what the government was doing. He offered me a drink. I declined with self-denial, I lectured him on booze, using all the hackneyed arguments that the preachers mostly use. Things I'd heard in temperance lectures, I was young and rather green. I ended by referring to the man he might have been. A wise expression struggled through the bruises on his face. I wondered if his argument had bearing on the case. What's the use of keeping sober? Fellas rise and fellas fall. What I might have been and wasn't doesn't bother me at all. But he couldn't stay to argue, his beer was nearly gone. He was pleased, he said, to meet me, and he'd see me later on. And he guessed he'd have to go and get his bottle filled again. And he gave a lurch and vanished in the darkness and the rain. I met a lot of people at that hotel in the scrub, with the Sullies playing nightly in the doorway of the pub. But the memory of Sweeney is clearer than most, with the stormy night behind him against the pub veranda post.
It was somewhere in September as the sun was going down. I arrived tired and dusty in that darling river town. Come and have a drink, we called it, and a fitting name, I think. It was raining for a wonder up at Come and Have a Drink.
Unmistakable voice, Dave de Hugard, and the Henry Lawson poem originally, Sweeney. Lawson wrote that in 1893, and I don't know whether there's an element of autobiographical detail in there about Lawson and his fondness for the gargle. Maybe, maybe not. Moving on, here's Karen Casey and a song written by Robert Burns. This is called Lady Mary Ann.
Lady Mary Ann, look it over the castle wall. There she saw 12 bonny laddies playing at the ball. The youngest of them, he was the fairest of all. Her bonny boy, he's young and he's growing old. Father, dearest father, you have done me a great wrong to go and get me married to a lad who is so young. He'd been only 16 years and I am 21. My bonny boy, he's young and he's growing old. Daughter, dearest daughter, I have done you no wrong to go and get you married to a lad who is so young. He will be a match for you when I am dead and gone. Your bonny boy, he's young and he's growing old. Our father, dearest father, then I tell you what we do. We send my love to college for another year or two. All around his college cap we'll bind the ribbons blue to let the ladies know that he's married, oh. And young Charlie Cochran was the sprout of an oak. Like I am Bonnie Ann, straight was his name. The sun when the John, it was all for his sake. The pride of a forest oak. Ah, Lady Mary Ann was the flower among the dew. Blithe eye and bonny and straight was her shoe. The longer she blossomed, oh, the sweeter she grew. The lily in the bud would be bonnier, oh. Summer it is gone, well, the leaves they were green. Happy were the days that both you and I have seen. Far happier days, well, will come again. My bonny boy is young and he's growing old. Ah, well, at the age of 16 years he was a married man. At the age of 17 the father of his son. At the age of 18 o'er his grave the grass grew green. Through death had put an end to his growing love. I would weave my love a shroud of the ornamental brown. Whilst I am waiting if the tears they will fall down. Once I had a true love but now he's lying low. I'll nurse his bonny boy while he's growing.
Oh, always jolly little song, that one. Cruel death has put an end to his growing. Lady Mary Ann, sung there by Karen Casey. A poem written by Robert Burns, no less. Down in Little Egypt, next. Down in Little Egypt, I think, might be in southern Illinois in this particular case. This is the Downtrodden String Band. And we'll let them continue with a song after Down in Little Egypt.
peas in the pod and the old jawbone. Here today and tomorrow is gone. Why don't you get along, Lazy John?
Lazy John, Lazy John, why don't you get your day's work all done? You're in the shade, I'm in the sun. Why don't you get along, Lazy John? Why don't you get your day's work all done? You're in the shade and I'm in the sun. Why don't you get along, Lazy John?
Downtrodden String Band, Lazy John. Before that, Down in Little Egypt. What do you know about the Supermarine Spitfire fighter in the Second World War? Yes, lots. Everybody knows about the Spitfire. What do you know about the Supermarine S5? It was a 1920s British single-engined, single-seat racing seaplane. And it went like the clappers. Bill Hosey built it. And do you know that Archie Fisher wrote a song about Bill Hosey?
Survivor from the Schneider Trophy ring. He seemed like a nice old guy with his baseball cap and his sun-slit eyes. He took the airframe motor and wings and restored all the fabric, the floats and the struts and things. And the shark on banana skis was heard to roar once more over Cornwall Sea. Schneider race, it was a Supermarine that took first place. The year Bill Hosey was born, when there were still tall ships sailing round Cape Horn. But the S5 Supermarine was the fastest seaplane the world had ever seen. Nearly 300 miles an hour, with the Napier Line engine to give her power. Thank you. daughters flew in World War II. Their pilots were known as the first of the few. When the Battle of Britain raged, the Spitfire blazed across a history page. But Bill Hosey built a dream to haunt the skies with the ghost of a submarine. And she rose on the step again in the spirit of a Schneider Trophy racing. Pilot's chair, she banked along the Cornwall shore. Her tail broke away and she flew. She fell from a flight of grace the year they revived the Schneider Trophy race. And the Supermarine S5 was the plane that made Bill Hosey feel alive.
Interesting story, isn't it? Bill Hosey from Archie Fisher. That's it, folks. Thank you again for joining me for another Come All Ye. I hope we can do it again real soon. Here's just a few seconds of a piece of music called Ebenezer by Belshazzar's Feast. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.